And now let's find out more about Waves Music Therapy. Founder Victoria Hart-Kemya is with us. Hello, Victoria. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well this morning. Music therapy sounds like a real winner here. Tell us a bit about what you do.
Well, we're a team of 15 music therapists. We work across the county of Sussex. Music therapy is a clinically recognised psychological intervention where we use sound and music. But what that really means is that we're trying to connect with our clients and create a therapeutic relationship, just like you or I would if we sought individual therapy. But instead of using words, we're using music to connect through musical play, which really means that what we offer is truly accessible to those with additional needs and for those for whom speaking words is too difficult.
Could you just perhaps give us an example of how that's worked and what you've seen, what you've witnessed?
Yes, I mean, we currently see around 1,300 children, young people and adults with additional needs every year. And what we find is that quite often people are referred to music therapy where other interventions haven't worked. And so people will say, you know, this person has a good relationship with music, they are motivated by music. And so they come to us and we use that as a starting point to build communication and connection. And really we're trying to think about supporting their mental health and wellness by encouraging them to express themselves. And by using music, we're able to do that really effectively. Everyone has a relationship with music. We use improvised music making. And so we see our clients really been able to build good, positive relationships with people, bypassing the need to translate feelings into words by using music.
Is it one of those things where we know it works and, you know, you're working with plenty of people for whom it works, but mm-hmm. we probably don't know exactly why, we just know it works?
Well, music is an evidence-based practice, and the British Association of Music Therapy are certainly collating a lot of evidence, and I'd recommend if anybody's interested to visit our website or theirs. We're also allied health professionals. We're members of the HCPC. So we're really building our evidence because we really want to be able to show the efficacy of music therapy. We want to be able to prove to our funders and to the people that we work with, you know, how effective music therapy is. We're beginning to be much more measurable in our goals with our aims. We're able to collect feedback from our families and from our participants, from our clients, showing the impact that engaging in music therapy has.
And also, music's just a joyous thing, isn't it? Great. Yeah. What are we going to see on the TV from you tonight, Victoria?
We're so excited to be on Red Nose Day. We were invited because Comic Relief are one of our major funders. They've been a huge support of our work, and we fund most of our work at Waves. So through charities like Comic Relief, they then invest in our projects. And the project they chose is our rapper in residence. So they actually came down to one of our schools in Sussex in January, and they filmed some of our young people in one of their rap workshops. And the film is going to be on television tonight. It's just a really awesome project where we're engaging marginalised, at-risk young people who are accessing very little else, but we're finding through rap they want to attend, they want to engage, they're building relationships and confidence, their self-esteem's growing. But I think what we're finding most is that these young people really need to be heard. And through rap and through spoken word, it's so powerful. They're really getting their voices out there. And we work with professional rap artists who are great. They're all young and cool. And the young people want to they want to engage with them. So it's a brilliant project. And the BBC, of course, did a fantastic job of really showcasing that and showing the power of music to reach people who possibly could be quite hard to reach otherwise.
Yeah. Can't wait to see it. I'll be watching. Thanks, Victoria.
Thank you so much.
Great to hear from you. Victoria Hart-Kemya there, Waves Music Therapy. So look out for them and Dad La Soul on Comic Relief on BBC One tonight.